Tesim Zalev. About halfway down the page, a little more than that. Tanan. We have in our Mishnah, it says, Suba, Veni Maget. So the Mishnah says, over here, if a woman pulls out a Suba, lacking a get. He omeris obad giti. Who omer obad shrivri. So she says, I've right to collect with the ksuva, but it'll prove that that I was divorced, which also means maybe I collected with the get already. And the reason why she's not pulling out the get, because she doesn't have the get anymore, because Bezin would take the get, and she uses the get to collect. And now she's pulling out the ksuva, and he's saying, no, I did pay. She collected. She forced me to pay with the get. I paid, and I got a shaver. I lost the shaver. So the Tavaya doesn't have a prusbol to prove it. So we say the Baal and the loiva keep the money. They don't pay. Okay, so now the maskal of the Gemara before we had a machlokes. Rav held that the get can be used to collect the ikar ksuba, and the actual ksuba is needed to collect the tosefes. Shmuel says you can collect both the ikar and the tosefes with the get. Okay, so something more like this. Bishlam the Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, it's good. The case was a place where, according to Shmuel, a Malkim Shein Kosin, you can't collect with the get alone. Malkim Shein Kosin, so you can collect with the get. So if it ain't Kosin, so why is there Ksuba? And the Omer Kisafti, the Baal is murder that he wrote a Ksuba. So when the husband says I paid due to the get, yeah, makes sense. He paid due to the get because that she has a right, and welcome she cursing ksuba, she has a right to collect by the get. And even if the husband would say I wrote a ksuba and I refuse to pay till she gives me back the ksuba, she has a right to collect with the get. I see Raya. Prove that you wrote a ksuba. So yeah, you're right. If there's a ksuba, you're right to get the ksuba back. But prove that you wrote a ksuba. Me see Raya. Zil pare. So if he can't prove that he wrote a ksuba, he has to pay. So now, Zot the Gemara, we understand the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was a makam with the way the derech was not to write a ksuba. He claimed that he wrote a ksuba, and Bezdin, he couldn't prove it. So Bezdin made him pay alpi the get, because in makam she kursin ksuba, the get is enough to collect. Right. Now, she pulls out the ksuba later on to collect the second time. He says, yeah, well, I have a shaver. Where's your shaver? I lost it. Okay. We ask the woman, where's your get? She says, I lost that. So he wins. So we understand the case of the Mishnah. El Rav, he the Iker Lagavio, to Sebis Miak Tigbi. Rav holds the Maskan of the Gemara before. Whether it's Mokan Shekosin, Mokan Shekosin, we allow the woman to collect the ikar of the ksuba with the get, and tosefes the ksuba, but not the tosefes. And the ksuba allows to collect the tosefes. So even if this, he's tying Ovid Shavri. So what's he saying? I paid based on the get. All we're ever going to make him pay based on the get is only the 200, the ikar ksuba. So now she's coming with the ksuva and wants to collect. We say, oh, you paid her, he paid already. At most, he paid 200. But if there's any tosefes in the ksuva, he would have, he never paid that yet. So why does Mishnah say that she loses and she doesn't collect with the ksuva? Let her at least collect the tosefes ksuva. Tosefes mi atigri. Okay. So that's the... that's the Kasha and Rav. Omer B'Yosef. Hachav B'Maskinen, because she'ain shom edei gerishin. That there's no proof of the gerishin. She doesn't have a get. She doesn't even have edim. So therefore, Migul Yochel Erm in the Memer, Loi Gireshtia, the husband, he says, of the penny, they haven't divorced her yet. So since he has a migul that he says I wasn't my garisher, Yochel Erm Gireshtia Benesat Dilo Ksubasa. So he's telling he paid the whole, not only the Iker, but he paid the Tosefes Ksuba also. But believe him that he paid the Tosefes Ksuba, even though that would not be the normal scenario to pay based on the get alone. We're afraid that he's claiming, and we're afraid that it's true, that based on the get alone, she collected. He's telling he paid the whole thing based on the get alone, even though Bezin could not have forced him based on the get to pay the full amount. But he's saying that there was more and I paid it. And that was what my shaver said. I lost the shaver. Believe me, I could have denied the garrison totally.
Without the ketuba, how do they know what the amount of the tosefet is?
We don't. But he admits to it, so he has to pay it.
She can claim a different amount.
Theoretically. But that wasn't the discussion over here. Wasn't the amount of the tosefes. The question was whether he paid her or not. So he's saying that when she came with the get, even though the get cannot force me to pay more than the iker, I paid the tosefes also already, and I got a shaver for the full amount. And she's saying that I never collected. Anything. More says one second. The Mishnah continues and says, Rishi Gamliel said, from the situation of Sakana that the Goyim were Goyzer, that the Jews should not keep the mitzvahs, which would mean if they would have a get, that indicates that they're being machmed on the halachas of get, which would be unsafe. So they would give the get, and then immediately destroy it. So a woman was collected a ksuba without the get. Okay, so what was the case? Hamidakani Saver, Shimon Gamilla, Ramina, Sakana Ba'elach, Isha Gaba, Gaba Ksubasa, Shlobi Get, Ubalchai, Bishlobi Principle. So that statement obviously is Berika Eda Gerish in this game. She's coming to collect the ksuba without having a get. She has to bring Adam that there was a Gerish in. How could she collect without having some form of proof that she has the right to collect? What are the options? If there's no Eidei Gerishin, the only other option would be Eidei Misa. But if the Mishnah is discussing the issue of collecting with collecting her ksuba without a get, with a claim of gerishin, she needs any gerishin. So if that's the case of the seifa, that's the case of the resha. So if the case is of the resha, that there are any gerishin, so it comes out that he doesn't have a migu to say lo gerish to you, like the murder said. So why can't she collect The Tosef is based on the Ksuba. And that was the Morse Kasha on Rav. Because according to Rav, that the most a person would be that woman has a right to collect with the get alone is the Iker of the Ksuba. She never has a right to collect with the get alone to Tosefis. He's claiming that he paid more than that. She has the Ksuba in her hand. He's not believed to connect with the Ksuba. Okay. And the Ksuba gives her right to collect the Tosefis. So we have a Kasha and Rav. The Morse Elo Kuler of Shimon Gamliel, the way we're going to answer Rav is the following. Say that this whole statement is from Shimon Gamliel talking of Chasuri Machzor Bachi Ketoni. So it says, Rei Elo Yifru. So a woman comes with the get. I'm sorry, a woman comes with the ksuva without the get, and she says, Ovad Gitti. And he says, Ovad Shavri. Hooray, little Yifru. Now we're going to add in. So that's the quote from the Mishnah. The Vedam Amurim, and now we're going to add in. Kishain Shom Edigerisha. That which he's parted from paying is with no Edigerisha, because then he has a Migul. Almiyeshom Edigerisha, Gavya. But if there are Edigerisha, so Gavya Tosefis. She has a right to collect with the ksuba. She'll collect the tosefis because he never paid the tosefis before, and he's not believed to say connected the ksuba that he paid the tosefis, and he has no migul. The ikur. What about the ikur? Imafka gita gavya. That she needs to get for, so she can produce the get she collects. But if she cannot produce the get, she doesn't collect the ikur. And what was the chiddush of after in the situation of sakana? Chazal allowed her to collect even the ikur based on the eighty gerishim without the get. Shirab and Shimon and Gamliel Omer sakana beilech isha gobek subasa shaloi be get v'alchay v'shloi beprosu. So that's how Rav will answer up the Mishnah. That there were three different halachas that if he has a migu, so she doesn't collect anything. If there's any garrison, she collects the tosefis. If it's a kana be'elech, she collects the whole thing just with the ksuba, without the get. Okay. To Rashi.
Do we consider the quantity of the Tosefis, or it doesn't matter? Let's say this is huge, it doesn't matter.
It shouldn't matter.
It's not a matter.
So, holding Rashi, Mishlam of the Shmuel, it's the beginning of the line, about nine lines up from the bottom, eight lines up from the bottom. Shmuel says that you can collect everything with the get, but in a makam shen kaisen ksuba. Muki law, how to tell you, law yifru, but makam shen kaisen. That which you cannot collect with the ksuba, it's a makam shen kaisen ksuba. Shemaki mehemen, therefore the Baal is believed, my domer parati al pia get. The husband's claim that he paid just based on a get alone has credibility. The Omar, he says, Kishatavatani Alpia get, when you were surveying me with the get alone, Amarti Bebezin, I said that even though the minig over here was not the right exum. And she has the right to collect with the get alone. But I wrote her a ksuba. Kasavti lo ksuba. V'yori ani shalatachzer b'totziyeno. I'm afraid she's going to pull out the ksuba, so I don't want to pay with the get alone, because I'm arguing she's going to pull out the ksuba and collect the second time. So that's what the husband argues. So I don't want to pay until she returns the ksuba to me. So the husband says, what happens? Vamali the Besan said to me then, Havi Raya, prove that you wrote a ksuba. V'loy Matsosi Raya, I couldn't prove it. Vamali Purda, so Besan said, okay. The get alone is in Makam Shekhazan ksuba, you can collect with the get. Your claim that you had a ksuba, you haven't proven, which would then give you a right to say, I don't want to pay till I get the ksuba back. But as far as we're concerned, there's no ksuba, like the Minigam Makam. So I said, okay, but at least give me a receipt. If I'm forced to pay, I shall at least have a receipt, because they wrote a shiver for me. But I lost the shiver. And now we have the case of the Mishnah, where she's pulling out the ksuba without the get, and the Baal saying, I paid. And the law says he doesn't have to pay. The right to collect with the get, to collect based on the get alone, is only the Iker, not the Tosefos. So he never paid the Tosefos. We have a ksuba here documenting that there was Tosefos. So let him pay the Tosefos. So Malo Yifru, why shouldn't he pay? And he the Iker lo gav, even though she cannot collect the Iker, but she should be able to collect the Tosefos. So more so the case was, there were no Ede Gerishin, he's believed with the Miku. So, the more asked the Kasher from the Seifa, the more said that it's all Rishin Gamliel, and she said that that she doesn't collect. That's talking about there's no Ede Gerishin. So he has a Migu. But if there are Ede Gerishin, he has no Migu, she collects the Tosefos, and the Iker, if she has the get, she collects. If she doesn't have the get, she doesn't collect. Because we say there's a possibility that she used the get once to collect. She's denying that. He's claiming he paid. So we say maybe it's plausible that he paid based on the get alone. So the Iker, according to Rav, we're going to Rav, which is payable based on the get alone, we say maybe he paid already. So she cannot collect without the get. Okay, so the Gemara. Omrile Rav Kana Ravasi the Rav. So Rav Kana and Ravasi asked the Rav. Lidit Kha Damarta get Goiva Iker. That you say that based on the get alone, she can collect the Iker of the Ksuva. So flipping that around means anytime he claims that he paid the Iker based on the get, the husband would have credibility, because it's true, you can collect the Iker based on the get alone. So if that's true, I'm on a minute assuming that my gavya. What would the amana, in case a woman's an amana, which there's nesuin, so there's Iker and Tosefos, so b'may gavya, so what does she collect with? Beirim Isa, she collects with Adam that the husband died. Why are we afraid of the following scenario? It's very nice that the husband died now, but how do we know there wasn't a gerishin prior? She went to Bezin with the get, collected the Iker of the ksuva based on the get. and then the husband died, but he paid already. So why would she collect from the Yorshim the full amount just based on any Misa? Maybe she paid the Iker already. More answers. B'yishevis tachas balva. We know that they've been living together. So the husband died with her in a situation of living still with the husband. Morris says, "Medilma samach lemisa girsha." Maybe he divorced her right before he died and paid the ksuba then. Okay. Some more answers. Ihu the opposite of nafshe. So you say, okay. Yes, the Yisraelim will potentially lose, but it was potentially the father's fault by not getting. If that's true, that she paid, she made him pay the ikar of the ksuba based on the get alone, he should have gotten a receipt. So that's a situation where. In a case where it happens earlier on, where Bezdin will be choshish with the possibility, yeah, he obviously did not act fiscally responsible, but Bezdin will step up for the assignment and say, listen, we don't know what the circumstances are, maybe there was a payment already. But if it's Yishevet HaChaz Ba'ala, Bezin is not going to say that because Bezin has no reason to believe that's a possibility. They know that they were living together up to the last moment. So if in that situation, he did give her a get and paid the ksuba based on the get and got no documentation of that, so what are you supposed to do? Okay. Or says, okay. Amonim and Erison. So Amonim and Erison, which you can't argue Yishevet HaChaz Ba'ala because she never lived with him anyway. She never got to that point. So we have a woman who was, we know she was married. She's living with her father's home. We have no idea whether he divorced her or not. It's all possible. She's claiming that. And she has the right to collect the ksuva now that her husband died. And the Bezdin Mechuyev to say, we don't know. Maybe there was a gerushin, and she collected with the get. She's trying to collect a second time. Money the Harrison, the Mai Gavya Beni Misa, Malecha Shtum, a gerushin, a mafka, gets over Gavya. Maybe she got divorced already. She pulled out the get and collected. So Morris says, "Hello, welcome, Ding. Dolyapshur, Kasun Shaver, Kasun and Shaver." So that whole discussion, whether you write a Shaver or not, they're going through scenarios where we have no choice but to write a Shaver. Dolyapshur is that we have no other choice; it's not possible. So everybody agrees in that situation. We do write a Shaver, and we put the burden of responsibility. And the husband told on to the shaver. So the more dilo te mahochi, you have to say that, because if you wouldn't say that, so any misa gufayu, forget about the issue of collecting with the get, collecting with any misa is also be problematic. Because nechash dilma mafka any misa b'hai b'dinah. So she goes to Bezin X with Adam. There were multiple Adam who witnessed the husband's death. So she took Adam 1 and 2, goes to Bezin A, and collects. What's stopping her to taking Adam number 5 and 6 and going to a different Bezin and collecting? Right. So how's it going to work? So what's the only solution would be in that situation? The answer is because of that possibility of the woman doing that, which theoretically would work. Bezin, the second bezin, not aware that there was a collection of the first bezin. She has the tzuva. She has any misa. She has the right to collect. So he said, "I paid already." The other bezin, we said, "She has the shtar tzuva. She has the right to collect." Maybe the husband didn't die. The husband died. We have any misa. So what's the answer? We would write a shayver and give a shayver to the yisaimim that they paid already in a previous bezin. So now when they come to the second bezin, the yisaimim will pull out the shayver and say, "We paid already." So the Mora says, the same way that's true, the Malkum Le'afshim, we have no other solution. We're going to put the burden of responsibility on the yisaimim to hold on to the shayver. So similarly, in the case of a man divorced a woman from Arison, as she's collecting basically to get a loan, we'll have to give him a shiver to protect in the case if he died, that she shouldn't be able to collect from the Yarshim as if there never was a Gerishim. Okay. Dr. Ashi. Top line. I want to be my Gavi. Suva, so shall I have the moment of collecting Suva? A karach of Eri Misa, Shemais Bala. So the only way she's come to collect is she has the Eri of the husband died. Machseris, Stark Suva, the Yoshel. She comes with the Stark Suva, collects, gives it to the Yoshim, and the Yoshim will destroy the Suva. So now we're not afraid of anything anymore. Even if she brings any misa another bezin, yeah, but where's the yuksuba? But even the first time, how's it work? Because Nech Hashem Girsha, maybe there was a prior divorce.
There was a.
Then the husband died. There was a divorce. Then the husband died. She goes to bezin X and she collects. With any misa, she goes to bezin Y. She collects with the get, which, according to Rav, allows her to collect the ikar of the ksuba. So he'll pay not the Tosefis twice, because she needs the ksuba to collect, and that she's already used once with any misa. But she can use the get to collect the ikar. The answer is Bishem Tachas Baala. Ain't a mona govik suvos elon came na kilin oisar shabashas misasa hoisa yeshev this happened. You're right. She can't collect based on the tzuva because of the fear that she'll collect the ikar. She collected the tosefes. She can't collect the ikar based on the tzuva, based on the fear that maybe there was a get. Unless, so she can't collect, unless we know that they were living together in the time of death. So then we know there's no gerishin. Manam in Arison, Shalom Yoshua, Tatam Erlam. So that worked versus Manam in Nesuit. Manam in Arison, that they never lived together, so that can't be the criteria. So Morris says, you're right. Welcome to Hampshire. Malkum Le'afshir, we write a shayver. Let him be Yishev Tachas Baala. So then, once that's true, we don't need Yishev Tachas Baala. Feel a halachah b'dinas ayam nami. Even a situation where they're not living together. How do we, for example, the husband left the country. B'shem b'shemes, and we brought Adam came that they died. So we have no idea that he divorced her before he went or not. So this chashash is true. No, we're not worried about it. We're not worried about a garrison issue. And so she'll go to Bezin X and collect the Eri Misa, the Iker and the Tosefes, and go to Bezin Y and collect with the Gad, the Iker. Not worried about that. Why? The Rina Lu, Tichlu Lachem Shaver. We said to the assignment, here's your shiver. The Malkum Shane Loimer Haroma. The actual aligmas in Basel Lachish the Chol Eilat going Zu going Nisuf of Ksavasa Beedim Lainimna Nimnano Melahagvas Ksavasa Batizlu Shaver. So by presenting these different possibilities that we're afraid that might take place, which is able to collect without a ksuva, so the solution is we have no other choice. We have to write a shaver. A woman brings Adam that her ksuba burnt. So Adam, she had the ksuba. A fire broke out and destroyed the ksuba. Adam saw it. So she collects with the Adam. Yeah, so again, so what's going to stop her from doing that multiple times? She has multiple Adam who's witnessed the fire broke out. She says, "My ksuba," and they see the ksuba there, and there's 15 people standing there watching it burn down. Right, so she goes to Bezanex with these two Adam and says, "I have my ksuba. You know, he divorced me, and here's my ksuba." You know, like, goes to Bezan Y. She doesn't have a ksuba. She has Adam, so she brings two Adam and Bezan number one. She brings two Adam, different two Adam and Bezan number two. So what's the answer? We give a receipt.
A different town, I mean, a different location. Some
yeah, should have a different town. So the answer is we write a shiver. The more says, if you don't say that, any to gufayu, the Malkum Shen Kaisim Ksuba, if there's no Ksuba, when Yershim Yerchelim Lormel Law, Hakziri Lon Ushtar Ksuba Seich. See, if there's a ksuba, we're not afraid of multiple collections because she needs a ksuba to collect. It's a mokum, she incurs in ksuba, so she collects the item misa. There's no ksuba. Okay, so what stops her from doing that multiple times? But they didn't. The answer is you write a shaver. Nechush, that she might collect with item misa in one basket, and then take other item misa to a second basket. Okay. So the Gemara. Amale Mark Shisha Berei the Rav Chista the Rav Ashi. The Mark Shisha. There were Rav Chista had two sons. One was on his Mark Shisha. One was on his Mark Bar Yonuka. Mar Yonuka, the one was there was a quite an age gap between the two. So he had his old elder son, his old son, and his young son. So his older son asked Rav Ashi, "Amadim in Erison, Minolon the Isak Suba." So you asked this question of another pasha. We said, "Well, what's to be with Amadim in Erison?" Who said the Chiev Ksuva, and she has no written Ksuva? So it means it wasn't the husband deciding to Chayev himself Ksuva, and that's why she has the right to accept Ksuva. We're saying that the Tanai Bezdin of the Chiev Ksuva is already there, is assumed to exist from the time of Eris. How do you know that? Maybe the Chiev Ksuva only kicks in at the time of the Nesuit, not the time of the Erisin. So I'm missing something over here. So how do we know that she has a Ksuba? Which therefore we asked her for like an obvious point, well, it's going to be the one minute of the Erisin, how is she able to cut the Ksuba? Who said she has a Ksuba? So how do you know? Ilema meho, you know from the following. It says, Nisamrlo or Nisgarsho. Bayman Arison, Bayman and Nasun. Gobi Sako. That she collects the whole amount, even the Tosefis, from Arison. We don't say that he only wrote the key of Tosefis to take effect, Bashas Nasun. Because the Chiba of the Bia being together is what he wrote to pay the Tosefis for. But the Tosefos written, even though it's written at the time of Arison, we could have argued he did not mean to mechayev himself to Tosefos at the time of the Arison. So that we're saying that no, that that's not true. So even from the time of Arison, she collects the full amount, including the Tosefos. But so you see that Almana min Arison, then you see a woman who's an Arusa, has a Ksuva. Where it says, no, Dilma the custom law. The case over there, my question wasn't, can he write her a Ksuva and it's a Ksuva effective? The question was, if he didn't write her a Ksuva, which is what we're discussing over here, and we're just relying on Tanai Bezdin, how do we know Tanai Bezdin is Machai of him automatically from the time of Harrison? That you're not proving from here.
Just because he could write it. Just
because over here the case, right, the case could have been, we're discussing a case where he wrote it. Morris says, no. If he tame, you'll argue. So what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush over here is that you're saying that the chiyuv of the ksuva takes place in Erisin. The Bishlam, if there was no ksuva, he didn't write a ksuva, and we're saying that the Tanai Bez is Mechayavit, so it's important to point that out. If you tell me the husband wrote a ksuva from the Erisin, it means he's obviously being Mechayav himself from the Erisin. Now she comes to collect Zotah Mishra, yeah, she collects Shkoyach, of course. What's the Kiddush? More answers. Lafuki made her Belozer ben Azariah. The point over here is to say, not like Belozer ben Azariah. The Omar, Belozer ben Azariah says, Shalakosel Alamanash Shukainsu. Even if he wrote her a Ksuva at the time of Erisin, he only wrote it with intent that it should take effect from the time of the Nesuit. So he, Rabbi Elazar and Azariah would hold that the cases he wrote in the Tosefos, he did not mean to be Mekhaib himself until the Nesuit. So even though she has Ksuva in her hand from the time of Erison, she doesn't collect the full amount. She only collects, that's what Elazar and Azariah says. Comes on the comment and says, no! So your question, what's the Kiddush? If it's the case that he wrote a Riksuva, obviously, no, it's not obvious. Even though he wrote a Riksuva, Elazar and Azariah holds, but he had no intent to be Mekhaib himself to the Tosefos yet. That's not a comment. Yes, he did. Okay, Dekanami. The Morse says, as a matter of fact, I'll prove it to you that's the point of the Mishnah. So Rashi answered. Markisha argued that you can't prove from this Mishnah, which discusses collecting ksuva from Erison, anything to my question. My question was a case where he did not write the ksuva. Is it automatic that Bezin's Makai of the Iker Ksuva from the time of Erison? That's my question. The case over here was that he wrote her the ksuva. So then it's not relevant to my question. Dekanami, I'll prove to you that that's shot in this Mishnah. Because it says, Goyvus HaKol, that she collects the full amount. So, Iyam Rishlamed the cost of law, Shemachi Goyvus HaKol. So, why would the woman be able to collect the Tosefos also from Erison? See, if he wrote, the Tanakhama says, he meant to Mechai himself the Ksuba from Erison. That includes the Iker, includes the Tosefos. Not like your loss of Nazariah. If you're learning up the Mishnah that we're quoting, that he did not write the Ksuva, and the Kiddush over here is that we're discussing collecting the Iker based on the Tanai Bezdin. So what do you mean, Gerbis HaKol? All of it. As opposed to what? You know, we're stressing the language of she collects everything. So if there's an Iker and a Tosefos, we discussed, you know what, she collects everything including the Tosefos. It was only Iker, so she collects. My grave is a cow. One whom assigned the Ehud Islo. She only gets the right to the Iker if there's no Ksuba yet. So it must be the case over there was that there was a Ksuba written. So then there's an Iker and a Tosefis. The Mishnah, Kiddush, that she collect the Tanakhama holds, the Chama holds, that we don't sell the girls of Nazar, that he only meant to Mechaim himself to Sephis from the Suin and onwards. He meant to Mechaim himself to Sephis immediately, and she collects everything. So it comes out this is not a source from our issue of where Chachamim Mechaim al Tanai Bezdin from the time of the Erisin or not.